Well, next hour on Coast to Coast, we're going to talk about your favorite car. That's right. We're going to take a little break and just have a little fun. So we're going to do that. In this hour, of course, we have pharmacist Ben from criticalhealthnews.com. His phone number for people who are there waiting to chat with you now is 855. That's toll free, 1-855-949-7234. And I want to point out, by the way, that we're throwing a lot of information your way and a lot of names of things and supplements and stuff. And if you go to criticalhealthnews.com, you'll be able to search through that for yourself and for your own benefits. So take some time looking at that website. But we'll be back with your calls in a moment on Coast to Coast AM. Okay, welcome back to Coast to Coast. Pharmacist Ben with us from criticalhealthnews.com, our major sponsor, and they are supporting this program as they always do. Bonnie writes, Ben, depression. What can I do for that?
So much you could do. We'll just talk about the physiologic aspects of depression because, of course, there's always emotional and mental reasons why people get depressed. And you know what? It's not unusual. Life is hard. There's a lot of bad things that can happen to people, so it's not.
We've got protesters tonight all over the place.
Yeah,
they're depressed.
Depressed people after the election, for sure. So, you know, you want to be kind to yourself. That's first of all. But from a nutritional standpoint, there's tons you could do. First of all, the B complex is incredibly important. One of the major side effects of toxicities associated with vitamin deficiencies is depression, particularly in the B complex, particularly in something called niacin, vitamin B3. We have a product called the Ultimate Niacin, which you can get a big old dose of time-release niacin. A lot of people have a problem with niacin.
It flushes you, right?
Exactly. Yeah. So that's why you want a timed-release form of niacin. That could be very helpful, not just for depression, by the way, but also for anxiety and even for social anxiety disorder. Niacin is incredibly important for brain health.
What is social anxiety disorder?
Social anxiety disorder is when people get anxious when they're in a social setting. It's called the social anxiety.
Like panic attacks?
Just anxious. Not necessarily panic attacks, but it's just kind of a sense of discomfort when you're in crowds. And niacin has been associated with helping that. Niacin deficiency is somewhat common. All the B vitamins can be very helpful for depression. Also, electrolytes like potassium and magnesium. Magnesium's got wonderful antidepressant and anti-anxiety properties. And then also essential fatty acids, particularly omega-3 essential fatty acids, which you can find in our Ultimate EFAs, Ultimate EFA and Ultimate EFA Plus on criticalhealthnews.com.
Okay, let's go to the phones. Matthew in Ohio, east of the Rockies. Matthew, thanks for calling.
Hey, Matthew.
Good evening, George. Ben, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I've got a question about the actual absorption of the
okay, I'm losing you, Matthew. Can you get closer to your phone?
Sorry. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, sure can.
Okay. I've got a question about the vitamins and minerals that I'm taking. I've heard that there's different packaging methods, like between chelation and colloidal forms and stuff like that. I just kind of wanted to know from Ben what he knows.
Oh, liquid.
Exactly. Is there any, a broad spectrum that you can recommend?
Absolutely, 100%. My all-time favorite broad spectrum nutritional supplement is powder. It's called Beyond Tangy Tangerine. It is Youngevity's most important product, in my humble opinion. I've been formulating products now for over 30 years, and I'm telling you, that is an impeccable formulation. It's packed with nutrients, and because it's a powder that you add to water, it bypasses any digestive health issues that you may have that would impact absorption.
Right.
And your point is very
I do
well
take
taken,
it. I take it in a capsule form, though, Ben.
Capsule's good, too.
Convenient for me.
Capsule's good, too. Absolutely, yeah. But your point is very well taken about absorption. Just because you take a supplement doesn't mean your body's absorbing it, which is why some, first of all, liquids are always going to be the best. Capsules are the second best. And then also, if you do have some digestive health issues, sometimes it's helpful to take your supplements with food so you have some digestive juices going.
Ben, throughout the beginning of mankind, he cooked naturally, probably didn't eat well, but did he naturally supplement himself? He didn't even know, right?
No, we ate great. We ate wonderfully when we ate. The problem was we didn't always eat. But when we ate wild game and we ate natural herbs and plants and tubers. And when there was food available, we ate from an evolutionary perspective. In fact, our Neanderthal and not just our Neanderthal ancestors, but all of our ancestors along the evolutionary tree, they were big and strong. particularly Neanderthals. They were, in fact, early Cro-Magnon man and Neanderthals, they had bigger brain capacity, and they had bigger muscles. And we started to shrivel and we started to shrink right around the time we started to farm. In fact, if you ever seen pictures of or been to museums where they had beds from the Middle Ages, I don't know if you've ever seen those, or little houses, everything was really tiny. Our bodies started to shrink somewhere around 10,000 years ago when we figured out how to farm. And only over the last 100 years, as our protein intake has increased, have our bodies gotten bigger. But for thousands of years, our bodies were shriveling and shrinking, and we were nowhere near as strong as our caveman ancestors, who were eating meat, and they were eating fresh vegetables, if they could find vegetables, tubers especially, seeds and nuts, etc. It was only when we started to process food that our health started to become compromised.
Okay, Mark in Iowa, it's your turn. Hi, Mark, go ahead.
Hi, George. Hi, Ben.
Hey.
I've heard you talk about the turmeric for a long time, and I'm curious, do you buy it in the spice jars, or is it root?
I actually get it from myheartbook.com, Christian Wild's formula. He has spent a lot of time and effort putting together the right one, and it's in a capsule form for me, and I take one capsule a day, and it seems to work. Inflammation, it's a fighter, isn't it, Ben?
It's amazing stuff, turmeric. You can even chew on the root. It's a member of the ginger family. Ginger is also an amazing root, too, by the way. You can chew on the root. You can get capsule formulations. You could buy powder, bulk, pound. You can buy it by the pound in bulk. There's all kinds of ways you can get turmeric, and it is, you don't have to be sick to benefit from it, George. It's just wonderful.
No, you want it as a preventative thing.
As a preventative, exactly, as an anti-aging preventative. I love turmeric, absolutely love it. You can make tea out of it with the powder. It's just incredible, incredible.
It's text and tweet time, and that means Tom Danheiser back there in the studio.
Hey, Ben, we have a tweet in, and this person says, can taking thyroid medicine make your mouth dry?
Well, not necessarily, although any side effect is always possible. Thyroid medicine is really interesting. I assume she means thyroid. This person means thyroid hormone. That's typically the thyroid medicine that you get. But here's the thing. If you have a messed up thyroid hormone isn't going to help your thyroid. It may get you a little bit of a bump in energy because a thyroid hormone gives you energy, but you're still going to have a messed up thyroid. Major reason why people have hypothyroidism, which, by the way, is an epidemic, is because of what's called autoimmunity. And that's where the body kind of attacks the thyroid. Typically, it's called Hashimoto's thyroid. And whenever you have an autoimmune disease, you want to focus on the digestive system, especially with the thyroid, because it turns out that the digestive system is where thyroid hormone gets activated. So working on the digestion is job number one if you're dealing with hypothyroidism, and that means getting yourself on a good probiotic supplement like our Nightly Essence, making sure you're doing your food diary and eliminating problem foods, using digestive enzymes like our Ultimate Enzymes with all of your meals. Apple cider vinegar, by the way, I don't think we've talked about that one. That is an amazing digestive health
supplement. Oh, it is. Patricia Bragg loves it.
She was right on, man. Apple cider vinegar has something in it called acetic acid, which is one of the all-time understated health supplements or health nutrients you could use. And that's why you get these books. You can see these books at bookstores with all the different benefits from apple cider vinegar. And it seems almost like it's too good to be true or it's a miracle. But actually, because of the acetic acid, which is technically something called a short-chain fatty acid, it's got all kinds of benefits for brain health, for appetite suppression, for blood sugar, and also, of course, for helping with the digestive system. So for the thyroid, you may get a little bit of a bump, a little bit of a buzz from your thyroid hormone drug, but I'll tell you what, if you really want to take care of your thyroid, you want to take care of your digestive system.
Pharmacist Ben at criticalhealthnews.com. Pharmacist Ben, Jane writes that she's been taking Cipro, the antibiotic, and she's getting swollen joints now.
You know, the first thing we learn in pharmacy school, the first week of pharmacy school, they tell us you never stay on an antibiotic for more than 7 to 14 or sometimes 21 days. Because what happens...
Even that's long.
Even that's a long time. Exactly. Because bacteria mutate, and they mutate quickly, and they adjust, and then you end up with bacterial resistance, which you probably talked about. It's a huge, huge problem. Not only that, but we've been talking about how incredibly important and valuable those good bacteria are that live in the intestine. Well, guess what? when you take an antibiotic, you're not just killing the bad bacteria, you're killing the good bacteria. And when you kill the good bacteria, all kinds of health havoc can be wreaked, including joint problems, including inflammatory problems, including digestive problems. So if you are going to take Cipro, it makes unbelievably important sense to get yourself on the Nightly Essence probiotic supplement after you take your antibiotic. You don't want to take your probiotic with your antibiotic. You want to take your probiotic a few hours after your antibiotic, because otherwise the antibiotic will kill the probiotic. So you want to make sure that you're on a good probiotic supplement. This gal is a classic case. If you're on an antibiotic for any length of time, especially if you're for a long length of time, it is an absolute must that you repopulate the gut with a good probiotic supplement.
Wildcard, Thomas in La Jolla, California with us. Thomas, hi there.
George, thank you for taking my call and listening to this great interview. I'm reminded that there should be a third website, George, besides paranormaldate.com and conspiracydate.com. For us singles, maybe healthydate.com or healthyromance.com.
Maybe we'll look into that.
That's great.
Yeah, you could bring in advisors such as Pharmacist Ben, Joel Wallach, Joanne Conaway, even Christian Wild, psychologist Peter Bragan. It'd be a winner. And I think there's a large, large demographic for us singles pursuing such, you know, research,
yeah,
et cetera.
Great idea. Sure.
Anyway, my question for Pharmacist Ben is about the tactics, strategies, and advantages of caloric restriction.
I love it. I love it. You sound like a smart guy. Have you been studying health for a while there?
Yes.
Yes, I could tell. Caloric restriction is, you know, you have to really be in the know to understand the benefits of caloric restriction, which is a fancy way of saying eating less food. You know, we think that we eat for energy, George, right? If you don't
That's
have
right.
food, you're not going to have energy. If we ate for energy, why the heck do we need so much coffee? Do you ever think of that?
Huh.
Right?
And I'm not a coffee drinker.
Well, I'm telling you, eating food the way we eat food costs us energy. And when you start to practice caloric restriction, that is restricting your calories or eating less food, one of the first things you notice is you have more energy, because now your body can devote its precious resources not to digesting food, but to growing and to thriving and to repairing and to building and to anti-aging. The less you eat, George, the longer you live. Unfortunately, we live in an empire of food, and I think I mentioned this in our last interview. All the great empires throughout history have been empires of food, and they needed people to be eating a lot of food, particularly grains. The Sumerian Empire, the Egyptian Empire, the Chinese Empire, the British Empire, the American Empire, all the great empires throughout history have depended on revenues that came in from their people eating lots of grains, in addition to eating lots of calories in general. So one of the best things you could do if you want to live longer is keep your calories down. Caloric restriction is one of the all-time great anti-aging strategies. Thanks so much for bringing that up. That's a really important point.
And we have Roel from Winnipeg in Canada. And they want to know about, I'm going to spell this disease, M-E-N-I-E-R-E-S.
Meniere's.
Meniere's disease. What is that?
Meniere's disease is an inner ear problem where you get dizzy and sometimes people get ringing in the ears. It involves inflammation in the inner ear, and it's just a typical way that the body breaks down. It starts to inflame. You know, we have all of these diseases, George, 12,800 different diseases, but they all have the same thing. There's always the same problem. First you get degeneration of the body, then there's inflammation, then there is fibrosis, and that's all diseases, all chronic degenerative diseases. The question is why does the body feel like it needs to inflame? What causes this initial degeneration? And you're always going to find a combination of nutritional deficiencies, a lack of oxygen, and toxicity. These are the only three things we need to address if we're going to deal with any chronic long-term health issue, be it Meniere's or be it osteoarthritis or autoimmunity. We've got to, number one, oxygenate the body. That means slow, deep breathing. That alone will make a difference in Meniere's disease or any health challenge, really. And by slow, deep breathing, I'm talking about in through the nose slowly, out through the nose slowly and getting into a rhythm and making sure you're doing deeply. The second thing you got to do is you got to make sure that you're eliminating any toxicity that gets into the body, and that includes sugar, which after you have a tiny little bit is considered a toxin to the body. And then the third thing is flood the body with nutritional supplements as much as you can get, in addition to making sure you're eating correctly. For Meniere's specifically, there's the B vitamins are very important. Selenium can be helpful. Zinc is also important. And as we were talking about earlier, probably the most important of the anti-inflammatory essential nutrients are essential fatty acids. And I'm talking whether you're dealing with Meniere's or arthritis or autoimmunity. If there's inflammation, there's always going to be inflammation involved, and that means essential fatty acids as anti-inflammatories. In fact, our ultimate EFAs off criticalhealthnews.com are not only important for Meniere's and arthritis, they're important for all health, inflammatory health challenges.
Let's go to Justin in Colorado, first-time caller. Hey, Justin, go ahead.
Hey, Justin.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I just wanted to know what your view on kratom was.
Yeah.
And if you had any...
Heard about that twice now tonight.
Yeah, kratom is interesting because they were going to make it illegal, and then there was a big outcry, so they decided not to make it illegal. It's got some interesting properties. It is a drug. It's not like a prescription drug. It's an herbal drug, and it's got some really interesting pain-relieving properties and anti-anxiety properties, but I'm more of a nutritionist. You know, I know I studied medicine, and I'm trained in medicine and the art of medicine, but really, the way I look at it, if there is a health challenge that the body that you're dealing with, the body is missing something, and it's not missing kratom. There's no kratom deficiency diseases, but there are deficiency diseases associated with all of the mighty 90 essential nutrients. So in the short run, kratom, even, you know, turmeric and other herbal remedies, they can be helpful, but you really want to figure out what's missing out of the, what is the body not getting that it needs, and you're always going to find there's some kind of nutritional supplement that you can use. Of course, you also have to make sure that you're oxygenating and eliminating toxicity as well. Those are the only three things anybody has to concern themselves with, no matter what their health challenge is. Making sure you're oxygenating, making sure you're eliminating toxicity, including sugar, and making sure you're on a good nutritional supplement program.
How important is manganese and magnesium?
Manganese is one of the most important of the detoxing nutrients, and manganese deficiency is very common. Did you say magnesium or manganese?
Both.
Both are, well, magnesium is maybe arguably the single most important of all the minerals. I mean, you can make a case for any of them, really, but magnesium deficiency is incredibly common. Magnesium is green. And wherever you see green, like green leafy vegetables, for example, you're going to get magnesium. Magnesium is to a plant what iron is to a person. And magnesium is right at the center of the chlorophyll molecule. And magnesium is associated with all of the relaxing kinds of properties that the body has. Magnesium helps you sleep. Magnesium is an important treatment for migraine headaches. Magnesium has anti-inflammatory properties. Magnesium is important for the detoxification system, like manganese is. Magnesium is critically important for blood sugar control. Magnesium is important for the heart. I mean, considering the deficiencies that are associated with magnesium in combination with all of the incredible benefits that you get from magnesium, a very good case could be made for the fact that many of our health challenges are really magnesium deficiency related. That's how important magnesium is.
Every time I go to an event in the L.A. area, there's a guy there who calls himself the Magnesium Man.
Yeah.
And he wears T-shirts and everything else, and he pushes magnesium.
He's right on. And like I say, the deficiencies in magnesium are very, very common, primarily because nobody wants to eat their green leafy vegetables, their broccoli.
Not at all. Okay, Ben, stick with us. We're coming back for final phone calls with you. Ben Fuchs with us, the pharmacist, criticalhealthnews.com, our sponsor, or call 1-855-949-RADIO. And welcome back. Pharmacist Ben with us from criticalhealthnews.com. And that toll-free number again, 1-855-949-RADIO. I'll give it to you one more time before we go off the air with Ben. Ben, so what's new with you these days?
Well, I've been traveling around the country. I just got back from Indianapolis. I was in Toronto a week before that. And by the way, you are big in Toronto.
Oh, yeah. They love us up there.
Goodness.
It's 6:40 a.m. up there.
What's that, 6:40 a.m.?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, people love you in Toronto, and I love Toronto too, by the way. I love Canada. So I've been basically traveling around the country doing what I always do, helping spread the word about the power and importance of a good nutritional supplement program. And you know what, George? I'm going to do it till the day I drop dead. I'm going to be doing it the rest of my
life. Well, let's hope you've got a long, long way to go.
I got a good 60 or 70 years, I'm thinking.
Last time you were on with me, we got so many different calls, and we're getting them now from just all walks of life. People just want to take care of themselves, don't they?
Because they're realizing that the medical model can't do it, except for emergencies. You know, I'm guilty of beating up on the medical model probably as much or more than anybody. But in terms of what we call heroic medicine, there's nothing better. I mean,
they're the best.
It's miraculous what they can do. But at the same time, if modern medicine gets an A in how it handles emergencies and traumas and mechanical issues, it gets an F minus when it comes to chronic degenerative diseases. That's why one out of three Americans has one or more chronic degenerative diseases, even though we spend more, 16% of our GDP on health. And we spend more money on drugs and more money on tests and more money on physicians and more money on insurance than any other company, than any other country in the history of mankind, any other country on the planet, and we're sick beyond belief. And people are finally dawning on people. It's taken a few generations. It's finally dawning on people that the medical model has nothing in its bag of tricks for dealing with chronic degenerative diseases, because at the end of the day, these are largely caused by nutritional deficiencies and poor eating of nutritionally poor foods. The only way to get around this, George, is to get on a good nutritional supplement program. And I'm telling you, the miracles that I've seen, the reversals that I've seen, the healings that I've seen, simply by folks getting on a good nutritional supplement program are absolute mind-blowing. I'm talking about people who are in walkers, getting out of walkers. I'm talking about people who are on dozens of different drugs, literally dozens of different drugs, two dozen drugs off all their medication. I'm talking about people who couldn't sleep, now sleeping like a baby. People who couldn't conceive a baby now are pregnant. The most incredible things, and it's simply from understanding how the body works and accessing and leveraging the power of good nutrition.
Okay, back we go. Let's go to Rob in New York City. Hey, Rob, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Oh, hey, George. Hey, Ben.
Hey, Rob.
Got a question for you. I have a family member who has got a lot of illnesses going on at the same time. We're considering Dr. Wallach's supplements, but she's on a lot of meds. She's on like over a dozen pills. And I understand that some of these supplements may actually decrease your need for certain prescriptions. How do you handle that?
How do you wean yourself off? You let your doctor know what you're doing, and you tell him that you want it. You're interested in weaning yourself off the meds, and you're going to start adding nutrition and nutritional supplement program in. And that is exactly right. As you start to use nutrients, you're going to find that you need less and less drugs. That's one of the best benefits of getting on a supplement program. Your drugs will work better. They'll work so much better that you'll be able to wean yourself, go to lower doses and ultimately wean yourself off of them. But do it with your physician and tell your physician, insist that you want to get on a nutritional supplement program and you want to wean yourself off the drugs. In fact, I tell people that if they're on a prescription medication, a long-term chronic medication where they're taking it every day for the rest of their life, their number one health challenge, their number one health goal has to be to figure out how to get off that drug. When people take a drug, they think that we believe that if we don't have a blatant side effect that we're okay. But what we're missing is that prescription drugs cost us nutrition, George and Rob. When you take a prescription drug, you're going to deplete your body of nutrients because those nutrients are used to detoxify and purify the drug. This is the most obvious way to understand the distinction between nutrients and drugs is this. Drugs have to be detoxified, and they require nutrients to do it. A nutrient doesn't have to be detoxified, it's used. So when you're on a prescription drug, even if you don't have a blatant side effect, the odds are very good that you're dealing with a magnesium deficiency, a B vitamin deficiency, a vitamin C deficiency, a copper deficiency, a zinc deficiency, because these nutrients are used by the body to process and detoxify and eliminate the drug.
Jenny Nugley, by the way, up in Oakland, California, they've been protesting Trump's election, and the Oakland police, several have been injured. There's vandalism, property damage from protesters. Not good, folks. Not good. Jeez. Let's go to Chris in Indiana. Chris, welcome to the show. Thanks for calling.
Thanks, George. How you doing, Ben?
Hey, Chris. What's up, man?
Got just quick history. My 17-year-old daughter, she's about 2 years old, injured her wrist, hand, and so over these years, she has developed arthritis.
Oh, no.
And they've got her taking two shots of Enbrel per week.
Oh, my God.
And we've gone to surgeons, numerous, trying to see what could be done, and everybody just wants a fused bone.
So this is the hand?
Yeah, in the hand, the wrist area.
That's a little tricky to work there. It's a little, that's a tricky area. There's some tiny little bones, and it can be difficult. But she's 17, and that's her advantage. However, if she shuts down the body's inflammatory system, the body inflames for a reason. It inflames to heal and protect. And Humira and prednisone and even Motrin and aspirin, these drugs shut down the body's inflammatory system, which shuts down healing. So
And I was going to say, they currently have her on every 6 months receiving an injection to try to boost the immune system.
Well, they shut down the immune system with the left hand, and then they try to boost it with the right hand. This is, exemplifies the stupidity of the medical model when it comes to dealing with these issues. So first and foremost, she needs to be on if she's not taking essential fatty acids, she should start today or tonight or tomorrow, as soon as possible. They're wonderfully anti-inflammatory, and they speed healing. We have a product called the Ultimate EFAs. You can find out about it at criticalhealthnews.com. Also, cartilage and components of cartilage, particularly something called glucosamine. You've probably heard of that. Glucosamine, by the way, is not just important for arthritis, although everybody knows that. Glucosamine, which we have a product called glucogel caps that contain glucosamine, is an incredible blood thinner. It helps improve blood flow and improves oxygenation to tissues, which will speed healing. Glucosamine is also important for brain health. Glucosamine is important for skin health. And again, this exemplifies the benefits of a nutritional supplement program. When you get on a supplement, you get extra benefits. When you get on a drug, you get side effects. When you take a nutritional supplement, you get beneficial effects, not toxic adverse reactions and side effects. You get beneficial effects. Also, chicken soup, one of the all-time great foods for all joint problems, all joint problems and bone problems, that cartilage and chicken soup. Homemade chicken soup, of course, I'm talking about, or bone broth. There's also bone broth proteins that you can use, and protein in general is also important for her.
All right, let's go to our final text or tweet from Tommy. What do we have, Tom?
Hey, Ben, tweet from Ryan. Can taking tangerine help anxiety problems?
Heck yeah. Anxiety is caused by a body in distress. Now, anxiety, there's always, of course, there's mental and emotional issues why you can feel anxious. But when your body is in distress, as in nutritional deficiencies, or if in the case of digestive health issues, or if you have blood sugar issues, any kind of physiologic distress can cause anxiety. One of the quickest ways to induce anxiety, if you have a friend who gets panic attacks and you want to experience what they feel like when they get their panic attack or they get anxiety, just hold your breath. Now, if you hold your breath for 10 seconds, you'll hear this little voice in your head saying, now it's time to breathe. So you just hold your breath another 5 seconds after that. And then that voice will say, I said it's time to breathe. Then you hold your breath another 20 seconds or 15 seconds, and you will experience a panic attack. You will experience anxiety. This is a major, major emergency to the body when it lacks oxygen. And so making sure you're breathing slowly, deeply, and rhythmically, activating what are called alpha brain waves is a wonderful anti-anxiety strategy, in addition to getting on the Beyond Tangy Tangerine and making sure you get your omega-3 fats from essential fatty acid supplement like our Ultimate EFAs.
Okay, we're with Pharmacist Ben. Final segment here as we take your calls, criticalhealthnews.com. How many years you folks been with us now? About two, hasn't it?
I think so. You know, they go by so fast. I think it's been 2 years, George.
They really do. James in Oregon, welcome to the show. Hi, James. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
You're very welcome.
Question for Ben.
Yes.
I played professional sports for a while.
Nice.
And I beat up my body pretty good.
What'd you play?
A lot of people in the locker room took this stuff called DMSO.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of like the cream to rub on you. Is that safe?
And that's wonderful stuff, DMSO. Did you ever do it?
I have, but I kicked the garlic, I think it was. I smell like garlic just quite a bit.
Yeah, it's got the sulfur in it. DMSO is incredible. They use it for racehorses, but it's not approved for human use.
What is it?
DMSO is an incredible solvent. It dissolves things. And so it can dissolve knots and clots and tight muscles. So it's got wonderful pain-relieving properties for athletes who are dealing with tight muscles or who have who are wounded, muscle tears and such. It's wonderfully anti-inflammatory. It's used to increase the penetration of active ingredients through the skin. It's a transdermal aid. We put it we use it in the pharmacy setting when we're compounding skincare products. It is incredible stuff. It's used intravenously. It's used to treat interstitial cystitis, which is an absolutely miserable bladder infection condition or a bladder pain condition. It's incredible stuff, DMSO, absolutely. But you can only get it in hardware stores because it's not approved for medical use.
All right, final calls. Bill in Sacramento, California. Hello, Bill. Go ahead.
Hey, Bill.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey.
Great.
Hey, Doc. You said you're not a doctor. I'm sorry. I'm so excited to get through. I've been diagnosed with SVT or something of that. I'm not quite.
Say it again. I'm sorry.
100 heart. I'm like at 120 beats per minute, and I need to get that down.
Tachycardia. They call it tachycardia?
PCs? Yes.
Is it often or just comes in on you?
It's constant.
It's a horrible feeling. But you know what I was told, Ben, by a cardiologist, in a good one, is that this is caused by a nerve issue in the spinal cord, and that slow, deep breaths will make it stop.
Absolutely. It's a sign of a body in distress. It's like a baby crying. When your heart goes into arrhythmias or tachycardias, that means a fast heartbeat, it's a sign of sympathetic nervous system, that emergency nervous system activation. It all boils down to the sense of emergency. All of our chronic degenerative diseases and our health challenges, if they're long-term, always involves some aspect of this emergency nervous system, and nothing exemplifies it more than a rapid heartbeat. So calming the body down, deep breathing is a great way to do it, absolutely. Nutritional supplementation, particularly the B-complex and vitamin C, can play a role. Making sure you're taking hot showers and hot baths and getting massage and relaxing the body is also important, and staying away from either food allergens and food toxins, which are, by the way, are all over the place, because of genetic engineering, genetic modification and such, and weird science, if you will. And then also sugar, staying away from food allergens, food toxins, and keeping your sugar intake down. Elevated blood sugar is a major emergency to the body, and if you're already dealing with some of the signs of an activated sympathetic nervous system, emergency nervous system, keeping your sugar intake down is very, very important.
And let me ask Bill. Bill, do you take magnesium at all?
You know, I started taking magnesium, and my heart, my blood pressure went from 140 to 119.
How do you like that? George, how do you like that, man?
Yep.
You're not even a doctor, George, and you're catching on.
I am. I'm learning. And I'm not giving any advice. I'm not doing any of that. That's my qualifier. But I've been around the old Ben long enough to know.
Right. Our ultimate niacin. Niacin is really interesting for not only lowering blood pressure, but do you know niacin is nature's statin drug? That's niacin. I know I mentioned it last time we were on the air. I got a bunch of letters. People wanted to know what it was. Niacin, N-I-A-C-I-N, our ultimate niacin. You can get that at criticalhealthnews.com. Is nature's statin drug. It's nature's cholesterol-lowering drug, and of course you get all the wonderful side benefits, not side effects like you do from a statin, but side benefits including better mental health, better skin, and also better digestion. And it's a wonderful way to lower blood cholesterol. We used to keep it in the pharmacy for savvy.
So, Bill, slow breathing when these attacks come on, very slow and deep, and then take some magnesium. I think that's going to do a world of difference for you.
And rhythmic breathing, George, the rhythm. The body loves rhythm. Remember how the hypnotist used to have that pendulum or the watch? They get you into a rhythm. Body loves rhythm, so when you're breathing, get into a rhythm. You know what else you can do, George, is listening to a body sound, like a heartbeat or the sound of your breathing. Just listening to the sound of one of the sounds that the body makes will put you into this alpha state that's very, very relaxing.
Next up, let's go to our first-time caller, Eddie, truck driving in Minnesota. Eddie, go ahead.
Yeah, hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, Eddie.
I got a great question I think would relate to a lot of the listeners. I drive truck overnight and listen to the program all night. I come home in the morning, and I have no problem falling asleep at all. The bad part is I wake up about 4 hours into it, and that is the end of the sleep, no matter how long I lay there.
Well, you know, that's interesting. A couple things about that. You may only need 4 hours of sleep. You may not need more sleep. But if you feel tired and you want to get some more sleep, a couple of things. First of all, melatonin is great. You've probably heard of that. And then also magnesium, by the way, before you go to bed is great. But one of the things that happens for folks who wake up in the middle of the night and they can't go back to sleep is they're getting a big surge of stress hormone because they're running low blood sugar. You know, the body is constantly working even when we're sleeping, and if you don't have a little bit of energy in the body, when you run low blood sugar, your blood sugar drops in the middle of the night, you'll get a big spike of stress hormone, of cortisol, and you'll wake up and you won't be able to go back to sleep. So having a little bit of whey protein before you go to bed can be very helpful. I like our Slender FX. You can find that at longevity, criticalhealthnews.com. But any kind of whey protein is very relaxing and will help you give you a little bit of energy so that your body has some resources to do its work so you don't run into low blood sugar. It's very common, actually.
Indeed. Let's take maybe one more quick call. Chris in Nebraska. Let's get you in here, Chris. Go ahead.
Hi, guys. Hey, George.
Hi.
I'll give you a little bit of a quick background.
All right.
To George a little bit ago about my daughter who is autistic and stuff. I've had a heart cath done recently, and I also have gone over the weight limit and pushed me a point or two above what they consider the center point for diabetes. So I've been exercising, lost a little weight, got my numbers down below that halfway mark, but I'm still suffering from the diabetic neuropathy from the pads of my feet forward. I used to be able to pinch my toe and pick up a pencil off the floor. I can't even barely bend them without almost an arthritic creaking feeling to them. And the other thing is that I also have a bad instance with a nerve in my lower back from my sciatic nerve, and it shoots pain down the outside right side of my right thigh. And to be honest, the feeling, the best way I can describe it is it's sunburn with somebody hitting me with a taser.
And oh, that's terrible. That's terrible.
It just totally annihilates me when it happens. Getting into the truck, sitting down for any period of time. I'm also experiencing occasionally, some Charlie horses in my upper left thigh now.
These are all classic signs of nutritional deficiency, particularly the nutrients that help your body process sugar. Electrolytes. Extremely important. All the chemistry that you're talking about, the biology that you're talking about, is electrical in nature. And that's where electrolytes become important. Electrical nutrients that, by the way, are urinated out the more water you drink. That's one of the neat things about our Beyond.
Ben, great advice all the time. CriticalHealthNews.com, 1-855-949-7234. Up next, America's love affair with the automobile.